Arizona Sonoran Desert Museum. The best way to understand the Sonoran Desert is to drive to the end of a dirt road, take no water or matches, leave your phone in the car, don't tell anyone where you are, wear light clothes and no hat, and hike till you get lost. The second best way to understand the Sonoran Desert is to go to a museum and go through its exhibits. The Sonoran Desert starts in Arizona, spills into California, and reaches down the entire Mexican Baja Peninsula. It has multiple ecosystems and a variety of plants, animals, insects, and minerals. Water is scarce, but prospectors' donkeys know where to find it, the biggest discovery of all. This morning, walking through paths notated on visitor maps, Alan and I see coyotes, a caged mountain lion, skunks, saguaros, desert springs, scorpions, barn owls, sunshades fashioned out of rope and netting, a boojam tree, aviary birds, fluorescent minerals, and underground bats, all part of nature's bouquet. We also get to see live wildlife in an auditorium, where a skunk, porcupine, macaw, and bull snake are brought out for us to admire, while a museum employee answers audience questions and gives nature lectures. Our macaw is released from one handler's grasp and flies from the front stage to an attendant's arm at the back of our auditorium. His wings make a shoo, shoo, shooing sound as he flies over us, and I can hear his beak cracking the peanut his handler gives him after he has completed his task. This live presentation is a highlight of our morning expedition, but two horned toads, embedded in a stuccoed wall at the front of the venue, are also memorable. They are sharing a quiet moment before the sun goes down, like two brothers remembering baseball home runs in the intersection of Bellama and Aspen Street in Albuquerque, New Mexico in June 1955. Tennis balls fly a long way when you hit them solid with an authentic Kentucky Slugger hickory bat.